It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 16th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American historian Henry Brooks Adams, born in Boston in 1838. He was the son of Charles Francis Adams Sr. and Abigail Brooks, and was born into one of the country's most prominent families. Both his paternal grandfather, John Quincy Adams, and his great-grandfather, John Adams, had been U.S. presidents. His maternal grandfather, Peter Brooks, was a millionaire, and another great-grandfather, Nathaniel Gorham, signed the United States Constitution. As a young Harvard graduate, he was secretary to his father, who was Abraham Lincoln's ambassador to London. During the American Civil War, he became a noted political journalist who entertained America's foremost intellectuals in his homes in Washington and Boston. In his lifetime, he was best known for his history of the United States during the administrations of Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, a 9-volume work praised for its literary style. His posthumously published memoir, The Education of Henry Adams, won the Pulitzer Prize in 1919 and went on to be named by the Modern Library as the top English-language nonfiction book of the 20th century. In 1868, he settled in Washington, where he began working as a journalist. He saw himself as a traditionalist, longing for the democratic ideal of the 17th and 18th centuries. Accordingly, he was keen on exposing political corruption in his journalism. He once wrote, "I think Robert E. Lee should have been hanged. It was all the worse that he was a good man, had a fine character, and acted conscientiously. It's always the good men who do the most harm in the world." In 1870, he was appointed professor of medieval history at Harvard, a position he held until his early retirement in 1877 at age 39. As an academic historian, he is considered to have been the first to conduct historical seminars in the United States. Among his students was Henry Cabot Lodge, who worked closely with Adams as a graduate student and was later in the United States Senate. Adams' 9-volume history of the country from 1801 to 1817 has been called a neglected masterpiece by Gary Wills and a history yet to be replaced by C. Van Woodward. In 1884, Adams was elected a member of the American Antiquarian Society. 10 years after that, he became president of the American Historical Association. His inaugural address, entitled "The Tendency of History," was delivered in absentia. The essay predicted the development of a scientific approach to history, but was somewhat ambiguous as to what this achievement might mean. In 1912, Adams suffered a stroke, perhaps brought on by news of the sinking of the Titanic, for which he had return tickets to Europe. After the stroke, his scholarly output diminished, but he continued to travel, write letters, and host dignitaries and friends at his Washington, D.C. home. Adams died at age 80 in 1918. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 16th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.